Hey, Amy, don't forget to press record.
Oh.
Welcome back to an episode of That Animated Podcast, where we're going to talk about losing stuff.
You really wanted to offset me.
Oh,
really,
I forgot to press record. Hold on.
Did you really?
No. What if I actually did, though, and I'm just playing it off still? Well, I'm not. We're here.
Do you swear it?
I swear. We're
okay,
here.
I can see it. I see it says stop recording.
Yeah. Okay. What's up,
like
everybody?
The accident.
Yeah. Remember last episode when we said we wanted to do the Pokemon list? Well, we do have it. We did do it. We have the footage of the podcast room. But
I was supposed to record the Pokemon screen. There was like a website we used, and
we'll probably do it differently next time. But if we do end up releasing this one, it'll be edited kind of janky compared to what we had.
I felt so bad. I had a freaking baby meltdown over it. Because I'm like, the one time I'm tasked with recording and I forget to press record.
The saving grace is at least we still have the audio and the like podcast room footage.
But like the whole point was the visuals, because as we guessed them, their little sprite would pop up.
I know.
And I was so happy with it. I felt like, wow, this is something different. I think people really like this.
Oh, no. I mean, we could always just do it again because we failed. Like, spoiler alert.
You weren't supposed to tell them that. They were supposed to wonder if we could do it or not. Now
well,
they know
I'm not
going to
tell
failed.
Them how badly we failed.
Wait, but now they know and there's no suspense. Cut that out. Bleep it.
No.
Well, okay. Well, I guess. Aw.
Listen, guys, we can't name all 150 Pokemon. Let's be honest.
No, we got really close, though. We got so close, and I was so disappointed with the ones that we forgot.
Honestly, that's incentive to try again. Like, now that we've aired out our sins,
we literally
guys, we messed up.
Can't try again.
Yes, we
you
can.
You can't, because we know the ones that we forgot now. Now we're just going to 100%, and there's no point.
Wait, I don't know the ones we forgot. I couldn't list the ones we forgot.
It doesn't matter.
This is why I said we should wait a month before we redo it.
No, we have to wait a whole year. You have to wait a year to
forget.
Oh,
I will forget within a month.
All the Pokemon.
I've already pretty much forgot the ones we forgot.
No, you didn't, and I know
you
didn't.
I only remember one of them, I swear.
Which one?
Tangela. That was
my
one of the ones
favorite.
We forgot.
Favorite.
Yeah,
because
you
okay,
reacted
not
like
my
that
favorite,
to it.
But it was one of my favorites, and I was so disappointed in myself. I was really confident, too. I was confident I was going to get each and every one.
That's exactly why I think we should do it again. Because, like, now this time you don't have to have... oh, my God. I'm sorry. Corner. I'm very sorry, Emmy. Next time.
You started the episode and then you, like, ripped me from my chair and threw me under several buses.
10 buses.
10 Not buses. Several. Yeah.
Was that something we made up or was that a quote of something?
I don't remember.
Like, I lose track over the years because.
Maybe it was like based on something. Like, I hope you get hit by something buses or hit by a bus. And I don't know. It could have been based on a real comment.
For context, one of our animations, that was a quote. Like getting hit by 10 buses.
Do you know that animation that we did, what was it, responding to trolls?
Yeah.
There's still plenty of people that watch that one and think it was like a legitimate us responding to trolls. And then they'd leave a comment like, but didn't you technically respond just then?
I'm just convinced those people didn't watch the video.
That's probably why we made the Who Reads video.
Honestly, yeah. Like back then, people were just getting like offended by stuff like we would just say in the description, like, hey, like,
not all bronies are like this. I remember that was about the brony
because people were really sensitive back then about like being called out. It's just like we're just making a silly joke, guys. It almost has nothing to do with ponies. In fact, we tried to like visualize that in the animation a little bit because there were people like covering their apparel. And People still like.
Did you see Dexter's mom in that video? Did anybody else notice Dexter's mom?
That's why we would do it. It was engagement bait. And we did, before we even understood what we were doing, honestly.
I just liked doing a lot of Easter eggs, and Dalton was like, yeah, cool. Let's do some more. And then everyone would comment. Did anybody else notice? I did not see anybody talking about it.
People are doing that. Oh my God. We're getting comments like today. So that like Snipper Clips video with the weird thumbnails.
With the bad thumbnail.
There are still people commenting today. Like, how come nobody's talking about the thumbnail?
Like, my dude, I promise you.
I promise you people have talked about it.
Nah, he's the only
one. Oh my God, I can't believe it when I read stuff like that. It's like, dude.
It's so funny.
We've made videos responding to you guys. Like, what else can
people
we do?
People that put absolutely no effort into, like, actually checking before making the statement.
Yeah. How come nobody's ever said a comment
like that?
Ever about the thumbnail? What?
That's really
Meanwhile,
important.
Like, we're going to end up having, like, a series of videos of, like, reading Snipper Clips comments about the thumbnails and stuff. Not really, but, like, we've got, like, enough to do that. It's crazy.
Yeah, we literally could. They came back. When we made the video that was, like, the baby haters are back. It was true because we're just
they are
getting
back.
A lot of comments that are like, I'm 8 and fuck you.
Right? A whole new generation. First it was the Zoomers, now it's Alpha. Who's next? Come on, babies.
It's genuinely really funny.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know what else is funny?
What?
Losing all of your progress on things. You want to go back to that?
Yeah. What did you have something else you lost?
Yes. Another animation we did. Was it? E-Fame and Free to Play. Both of those suffered significant loss.
I remember the E-Fame loss a lot more than the free-to-play loss. Because
free-to-play still hurts. And I remember you picked up everything. You redid everything that I was like devastated about losing.
Oh, okay. I'm getting that. Okay.
Do you remember the girl with the green hair? The like kind of pastel green hair, and he's like, it's like a tank top and shorts, but how sexy would that be? Remember that part?
Yeah.
It was like a bunch of like parts in
didn't
there.
I have to like redo that shit for
yes
you?
Because I spent a whole day, a whole freaking work day just like completing that whole scene, and then flash crashed.
Yeah, I felt really bad, and I ended up just redoing all the work.
I cry.
I'm like,
when
see,
I lose
it's
work.
Still done. It's still done, and we finished it.
Devastating. To
yeah,
just
I know.
Periodically save your work, please.
Right. There was a time,
and then backups too.
Yeah, there was a time where we were doing that, and it saved us. We were in the middle of working on E-Fame, but God, that was like such an overdone video for the time.
Oh yeah.
But like we let some of like the criticism get to our head, I think, where
that's
it's like
the whole reason why
this stuff
it.
Is lazy. It's like, fine, we'll spend 3 months on an animation, then we'll show you.
I remember you paying like real close attention to like making the jaw move while he talked in some scenes.
That wasn't the hardest part.
I know,
me.
But I remember it being like a thing that you noted.
Yeah.
And then came the lazy, which was originally going to be fat.
Yeah, which I think we should have done, honestly. Fat.
At the end of the video, it's just like he gives this heartfelt speech, and then someone just comes in and comments, lazy, and then he like two-frame walks away.
Yeah, I think fat would have been so
fat
much
fat would have been funnier.
We also had like a way funnier fat. Like face for that. Fat. Because that was a common comment, like, wow, you guys are popular on animation, sure, but Emmy's fat. Like, that's it. That's all they'd say.
They
it's use like,
that
okay.
one picture of me from, like, 2014, 20... Yeah, that sounds right. 2014, maybe?
I don't know. Whenever we did a convention, like, one of them. I don't even know which convention it was.
Gotta
it was
be
probably
so
Indie
careful.
PopCon.
One bad picture, and it will end your life. It'll end your life.
Oh my gosh. It didn't end your life.
It fucked me up. It fucked me up bad. I'm not going to lie. Some of the things I still think about, like when they would call me like a a little old lady.
Your because high school of my... bullies came.
No,
like...
I'm talking about the 4chan people that took it. Yeah,
I'm saying your high school bullies came back in your head.
Yeah, pretty much.
All the like giggling
montage. Fuckers
live
like rent free in my head.
Yeah, they shouldn't. You should evict them.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, evict them forever.
Sometimes the voices stop.
Sometimes I get the squatters out.
Like when I'm watching videos of animals or I'm looking at a sweet bug. Yeah, that's good stuff. Like right now, I'm watching like a 2x speed video of mice digging in dirt. One of them just found a leaf.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, so JK, I'm in Minecraft. Like, I'm actually looking at Minecraft. My bad.
What? Minecraft?
Yeah.
Oh, you're... Oh my gosh. You broke the immersion on me. Good job.
I'm in fucking Minecraft. Oh my god. Is that a fucking pig?
You know, I was going to talk about the thing on my screen, but I don't think I am.
Steve.
And if you recognize it.
Huh? What is it?
It's an old MTV clip. I'll just say that.
I missed it. I actually missed it.
They built the pyramids. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Okay.
And now, what, is that Sam getting an eye exam?
Oh, yeah. Why do kids, you know?
I don't believe you. Yeah.
I mean, everything's all fuzzy and...
I cannot see without my glasses.
Yeah, Dalton's like...
Actually
super
blind.
I almost feel like... It's a disability or like a some type of like you should do something about it. He sees so bad without his glasses.
I've got glasses and stuff. I've done something about it.
But it's just insane the way he describes.
I mean, no doctor has ever been like shocked. They've all been like, okay, well, you're at this strength. I don't know, but
he's
like,
just got way worse.
Whenever I describe it to people, they're like mortified, like. What do you do without glasses? I don't know.
You used to wear contacts.
Yeah, but my eyes get too dried out for that.
You're going through your pretty boy phase?
Oh my God, shut up.
No, I'm right.
I've done this picture where I've shown friends like how much I can actually see. And it's just nothing. I'm a product of doctors. If doctors didn't exist,
oh yeah,
I would probably be dead. And that is not an exaggeration by any means. I had a tumor removed from my face.
I mean,
like I can't see. My body is just, it wants to kill me.
Puts it into perspective.
Yeah.
No, your body doesn't want to kill you.
I mean,
you,
it's
though.
Crazy because every other like sense, I'm pretty healthy. In fact,
you
I have
are.
A lot of like good luck with health, like otherwise.
This boy does not go to the doctor for anything.
But I get the extreme of everything. Oh, I've got a toothache. Oh, it's a tumor. It's like, okay.
I'm so scared to go to the dentist, man.
Oh my gosh. I always get the worst of it because I know. When I get older, mm-hmm. my eyes are going to need surgery, too.
What? You're going to do that? Because my ass
I probably can't avoid it. My parents both had to do it.
Have any of you ever gotten laser eye surgery? Because it sounds terrifying.
It sounds terrifying, but it's more simple than you think.
No, dude. Like, I would have an actual anxiety attack.
Okay, then don't do it.
I
don't have
to
do it.
I won't. Just like the idea. They slice... Your eye? Your cornea? What? Somebody enlighten me on like the full details about getting laser LASIK eye surgery. Is that it?
Yeah. LASIK. Like, you don't have to wear glasses ever again.
Your dad did that. And his stories horrify me.
Yeah, he had to go back because his eye turned red. But I mean, he got it taken care of. It was just like one of his blood vessels burst in his eye. But like that happens, like that can happen, like normally. Whenever someone's eye looks like blood red,
yeah.
It's because they just had a blood vessel burst and it's just leaking into their eye.
That's terrifying.
But it goes away.
Like, but it's terrifying.
It's not like the worst thing to happen.
I'm very sorry to anybody that has anything happened to them ever.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say just about that, but honestly, no. Anything. I'm sorry if you have to go through anything that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. Tell me your woes. I'll pat your head or something. Is that weird? Is that like a weird thing to say?
A little, but it's okay.
Y'all ever have hard drives fail?
Oh, God. Have we ever talked about the data loss? I feel like we did.
I'm pretty sure we have.
Yeah.
Have we talked about how I spilled coffee on my computer and you had to replace my...
Oh, my God. The whole thing, the whole motherboard. Yep.
Yeah.
So you dump coffee on accident.
On accident.
Listen. Hey, hey, hey. Hey. Meredith.
Who?
That's your, like, hey, whoa,
when
name.
When I start.
You're like, hey, whoa, name. Yeah, don't want to start. Hey, Meredith.
Hey, whoa, he's got his hands up.
One yeah. Hands. But,
yeah.
We were visiting spilled my coffee parents. On your computer.
It fell.
And I like, run over and go, no! And then I ripped your power cable out. And the coffee just starts pouring out of the socket. And I'm like, holy shit. What did you do?
Well, I start crying at that point because I felt so bad. You literally just built me this computer because my last one just like failed for some reason. And Dalton was the hero and saved it. And then we go visit my parents and I spill fucking coffee on it.
It's okay.
Like there's something wrong with me. I'm always causing problems. You don't understand.
Like
we go to start the coffee and it's like, oh, I forgot to put the water in. Like a billion times.
Yeah, that was
this happens
yesterday.
All the time.
It was burning.
I can't. I'm so incompetent. Forgot. What's wrong with me? Ah!
Yeah, I remember that. But it's okay because like the only thing that was wrong with your computer was the motherboard.
Yeah.
We were able to use your processor. It was unsoaked. It was your... card was fine, your tower was still okay, but the power supply, it was probably okay, but I would never plug that back into another system. It didn't fry or anything, and if the liquid totally dries and you clean it, it would probably work, but I would
my parents were so impressed while you were fixing things.
Oh my god.
Like
gosh.
You ran out, you got a bunch of stuff and like you put everything out on the table, and they're like, wow, it's like NASA in here.
Oh my, it's a computer.
I love when they're impressed by you and the things that you... Oh, shoot! I accidentally just tore the tie off of my niece's like little friendship bracelet that she made me.
Oh my gosh, live while we're talking about your family.
I have to fix it. Well,
I went to Best Buy. And I did the Lego thing. I plugged them all into where they were supposed to go. Just like a good nerd. And that was it.
You taught me how to install a graphics card for the first time over Skype.
Yeah, over Skype. And this was like 2010.
Were we dating?
No, I don't. Or maybe.
We had to have been if you went to that length for me.
I mean, I don't know. I would do stuff like that for friends, but.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I mostly did that for you, though.
I'm special.
Oh, shut it. But, yeah, it was just really simple. It was a basic GTX card. It might have been, like, a GTX, like, 500 series.
I don't freaking
remember.
It
was really basic.
And I had my laptop, and I showed, like, I had the webcam on.
Yeah.
Everything.
I was like, oh, you just got to plug it right into that slot right there. And I sent you a picture of it and you were like, oh, okay. And then you did it.
My mom was so impressed with you.
I bet your mom was at first like really nervous. Like, what are you doing to your computer?
I got this, Mom. My internet boyfriend is going to help me.
My nerd friend is going to help me. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it was, I mean, they're really simple, especially since... You didn't really need the like extra power plugged into it with those cards because it was one of the like really low end ones. But for the time, we were like you know, not really like lavish gamers. So we were just buying whatever worked.
Yeah, I just had like an office computer.
Yeah, so did I. I feel like
we've talked about this before.
Maybe like a long time
ago. Guys, are we like old people that just repeat the same stories every episode?
No, we never talked about this in the podcast.
Am I dumb?
No, we did not talk about this on the podcast. I'm sure of it.
Oh.
Our old computer, like talking about use. I don't think we've ever talked about this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we did, it definitely wasn't for the podcast.
Yeah, I just had like an HP computer, like a normal office computer, yeah, as you like, described it.
I had a Gateway. It was just like...
Is that the one with the cow?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was like, dude, I've got 8 gigabytes of RAM and a quad core processor, dude.
Dude, wow.
I didn't even know what that meant.
I don't know what that means.
It means you have 4 cores. Or no. Yeah, 4. Quad. No. Yes.
Farquad.
I can't count. But yes, we used to just put cards into desktop computers until one day I'm just like, I'm so tired of like these pre-built computers. They only come with so much power because I bought a GTX 1080 and I put it in a Dell like base computer. And I was just like, no, this is not happening because like 500 watts of power is not enough for a card like that. And I decided to go out and just build one from scratch. And then I like butchered it. Remember when that first computer I built just like it was just crap and it just died within a week? And I was like,
how long ago was this?
A long time ago.
And then, I don't know if I remember.
Yeah, I drove all the way up to Columbus to Micro Center.
Yeah.
I was just like, I guess I have to go back.
I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. And then I got my parts and we got home. And
you were a very cranky cat. I remember.
Well, I built the computer just fine after that. And ever since then, that was like a big learning experience.
It's good, like, though. You can take something good out of it. Yeah. Something shitty happened. Take some kind of learning experience out of it.
I'm just fortunate we were in the financial position to screw up. Yeah. Like, that's it. That's all I can say.
That's a good point.
Because if we couldn't afford that, that would have just been very disappointing.
Yeah, I bet.
Yep. That's why anytime we build computers, it's like, oh, I got this. Like, I can't possibly screw it up. Yeah, I trust them.
Yeah. I just like, I've had my own computers blue screen and just things fail with them that seemingly come out of nowhere. It's traumatic because you lose everything. You have to reset up everything, re-log into everything. It's such a pain in the ass to like restart your whole computer experience. And I'm still missing a bunch of like art from my last like big hard drive failure or whatever happened to it.
Hard drives failing sucks.
It sucks so bad. And cloud
storage is like, it's, they try to like gut you for pricing and I'm just like.
To restore it? To fix it?
No, just like if you have any sort of cloud storage for like a terabyte, it's 10 gigs or $10 a month. It's like 10 gigs a month. That's a default. If you like want a free account, and that's just not enough space. But 1 terabyte, like, do I really have to pay $10 a month for that? And some of these cheaper services, it's not much better. I would just much rather have my storage here where I know where it is. It's secure. I don't have to rely on a server.
Bro, I remember being impressed that you could get 1 terabyte.
Dude, I have 1 terabyte.
I still feel like that should be impressive, though, but...
No, it's not. That's not like standard now. I had 20 terabytes at one point, but...
Excessive.
Well, no, it wasn't excessive, because that was all our work shit.
Oh, okay.
But those were the hard drives that failed. I've had to rebuild from there. Now most of our work stuff, it fits on, like, in a folder. We have a 1 terabyte... hard drive that we have most of our work files in.
And we just share it.
It's bloated. It's actually got stuff in there that's not even like used by work stuff. So it's just, if we deleted that stuff, we'd probably have even less. We try to have a lightweight work system because having too much to rely on, Like, it's good because we do have like a backlog. It's good to have that. Don't get me wrong. But just having too much to rely on is not good, because if you can't just dump that crap on a thumb drive and store it somewhere, then it's going to be really difficult to do work remotely or do any kind of work outside of like your normal system. If it fails or you just need to move it, it just, you can't do it.
You know what I used to use for extra storage before I knew you? I used to use SD cards, like from the camera. Like whenever I had a camera, I would just take the SD card out of it and use that as my extra storage, or like transferring storage.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much space in there.
Well, I've got pictures and my school files.
And my 3DS, trying to transfer over this 3DS file. Or was it just DS?
Oh, could you use that in your 3DS at the same time?
Maybe I'm remembering wrong. Trying to remember what I hacked. Oh, yeah. No, it had to have been the 3DS that used the micro, because I needed that to do my file transfer, save map editing when I learned how to hack my 3DS. And I needed the card reader, the micro card reader. And you had one of those.
Oh, but you stored files on it then?
No, I'm just remembering an entirely different experience.
That's what I was saying.
No.
I thought, because I think it was the DSi that took the SD cards.
Oh, yeah, you gave me your DSi, I think. Or, like, you had a second one, maybe?
No, I gave you the only one I had.
You gave... He loved me!
Oh, my gosh.
Loves. But, you know, like, he was in love with me. He just gave me his tings.
Anyway, guys, have you ever lost anything, like... what we're talking about, because
projects,
tragedy love, or misery loves company. Come on, guys, join us down below. Talk about all the miserable projects you've lost over the years.
Sad.
You know, there are, I'll end the episode with this story.
Okay.
There was a story going around Twitter. It could have been fake. I don't know. Or X, if you want to
shut
up. That a mother deleted their 5-year-old Minecraft map of their kid as a punishment. And they were looking it was a Quora question. And
which there are bots on there.
Can you help me explain to my kid how it's just a video game?
Oh, man.
And then, like, it just sparked a debate. And there are just some people who don't understand how that's toxic or, like,
excuse
a
me? They don't get
or,
it?
Or, like, overstepping punishment. Like... you're deleting something very sentimental of theirs.
That's so specific. Let me go into my son's specific games.
Yeah, that's why I'm not sure if it's that's why I'm not sure if it's real. But it sparked interesting.
No, that's super like evil.
Right, but it sparked an interesting conversation because some people actually thought that was like fair. It's like, well, they shouldn't have done bad things.
You're a bad parent, and I hope you don't expect people to respect your belongings.
Yeah, it's not even the belongings. It's just like respecting something they made. It's like walking up to an artist and destroying their canvases because they upset you.
Ooh.
Like,
whoa.
That's just not, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. It seems overstepping. Anyway, just wanted to end the episode with that. I thought it was an interesting topic.
That is an interesting topic.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next time.
Okay, bye.